This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The head of security at the Haitian presidential palace has been taken into custody as part of the investigation of the July 7th assassination of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse. A close associate of Dimitri Harad says Harad was detained Wednesday. Moïse was killed during a pre-dawn attack on his private residence in a wealthy suburb of the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. This also left his wife seriously wounded. National Police Chief Leon Charles said 18 Colombians and 3 Haitians have been arrested in connection with the attack, including a 63-year-old Haitian-born man based in Florida, who police believe is the mastermind behind the plot to kill Moïse. U.S. President Joe Biden dispatched a special delegation to Haiti to assist with the investigation. Residents in Sydney, Australia will remain under lockdown for another 2 weeks as officials continue to struggle to contain a growing outbreak of the Delta variant of COVID-19. The lockdown was first imposed on June 26 after a Sydney Airport limousine driver who had been transporting international air crews tested positive for the variant. More than 800 people have since been infected, including 97 new infections reported Wednesday. 2 people have died at the current outbreak. Australia has been largely successful in containing the spread of COVID-19 through aggressive lockdown efforts, posting just over 30,000 total confirmed cases and 912 deaths, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. And search and rescue teams trying to help 14 construction workers trapped by a flood and a tunnel being built in southern China. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. The Biden administration said Wednesday that it is prepared to begin evacuation flights for Afghan interpreters and translators who aided the U.S. military effort in the nearly 20-year war. The Operation Allies refugee flights out of Afghanistan during the last week of this month will be available first for special immigrant visa applicants already in the process of applying for U.S. residency, according to the White House. A State Department spokesman declined to detail how many Afghans are expected to be among those evacuated in the first flights or where those evacuees will be taken, citing security concerns. President Biden has faced pressure from lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to come up with a plan to help evacuate Afghan military helpers ahead of next month's U.S. military withdrawal. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is in Sao Paulo at a hospital for tests to determine if he'll need emergency surgery because of an intestinal obstruction. The president's office initially said Wednesday he was being examined because of persistent hiccups, then he was feeling well. Authorities in Colombia, working alongside counterparts in Panama and here in the United States, have seized just over 5 tons of cocaine worth $185 million. Colombia's Navy said the drugs were found after a speedboat fled back to Colombian waters after being detected by Panamanian authorities and was pursued by members of Colombia's Coast Guard. Authorities say the drugs belong to the Clan del Golfo criminal gang. COVID-19 deaths are on the rise again globally in a dispiriting setback that is triggering another round of restrictions and dampening hopes for an almost normal summer of fun. The World Health Organization reporting Wednesday that deaths climbed last week after 9 straight weeks of decline. It recorded more than 55,000 lives lost, a 3% increase from the week before. Cases rose 10% last week to nearly 3 million, with the highest numbers recorded in Brazil, India, Indonesia, and Britain. And Cuban authorities restored internet access on Wednesday following 3 days of interruptions after unprecedented protests erupted last weekend. The French news agency reports access to social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remain blocked. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.